This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. After a warmer and drier than normal December and January, interior weather reversed course last month. Fill us in on the details, Rick.
Total snowfall in Fairbanks in February was 22 inches, and that's nearly three times the normal.
It also seemed colder. What about temperature?
The average temperature of 9.2 degrees below zero made this the coldest February since 1999. It's a few degrees colder than last year. Now, one of the interesting features of February across the state, most of Maine and Alaska, the Panhandle, were colder than normal. However, in southwest Alaska, far southwest Alaska, it was not only not below normal, it was above normal and in many places near record warmth.
So what drove the divergent extremes?
Well, primarily we had a very stable pattern aloft that brought storm after storm and pulses of warm air into far southwest Alaska. But at the same time, low pressure aloft over the western Canadian Arctic kept west to northwest flow aloft over most of the mainland throughout the month. That pattern in itself is not unusual for winter, but it didn't vary hardly at all during the month, and hence we had this very strong contrast between southwest Alaska and the rest of the state.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how March compares. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.